Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm so thrilled because today with us, we have a group of authors that they're like family to me. They're so wonderful. Some of you may know that we have an annual event, and for the last 3 years, we've been having it in Mexico. And so this year, we had the event, and in the planning of the event, I just got a feeling there was going to be something very special about it. And at that time, there was talk of the coronavirus, but not much information had been released. The event took place from February 5th through the 9th. And so people came from all over the world, but a number of people canceled, including speakers. And we've had this event for well over a decade, and that never happens to us. And so I got concerned because this is my baby. Like, I wait all year long for this event, and I want it to be absolutely perfect because it's celebrating our authors. It's their special time, and I always want it to be as perfect as it can possibly be. As a matter of fact, Carrie and I actually bought a little Shih Tzu about 4 years ago, and his name is Ippy, because that way, all year long, I could call him Ippy and be thinking about this wonderful event. But I tend to get kind of preoccupied with details because events are sort of like that, and for some reason, and I just knew going into this event that I needed to be totally present for it in a way that I never had been before. And it turned out the event was so rich. The people that are gathered on this call and the people that gathered at the event were so incredibly special. And we just developed almost a family relationship, and we decided we wanted to continue that on. So thus came about the book, Be Love. And we're going to talk about that today, and you'll get to meet some of the authors. Almost all of the authors are here to tell us a little bit about their contribution and their amazing contributions that they're making to the world. And the first person I'd like to introduce is Pam Murphy. Pam has been with me. She's my right-hand person. She has so helped us build the business over the last 9 years that she's been with us in the business. And, you know, I love her too, like family. And she also happens to be the editor and the coordinator of things, all things on this book. So Pam, would you like to introduce yourself and say a few words?
Well, after that introduction, I don't know that I need to introduce myself. Thank you so much. Hi, everybody. I am Pam Murphy, and I am the editor for Be Love. I just want to congratulate each and every one of you. Being with Vicki for 9 years has meant that I have edited a lot of books. I've seen a lot of books. I've read a lot of books that we have promoted. And I've got to say that this book is one of the most powerful books that I have ever read. Each chapter is heartfelt and has such an important message we need to hear right now that I was just totally blown away. Vicki had told me it was really good, and I got into the book to the point where I was reading it instead of editing it, and I had to go back and do my job. It was wonderful, and I just want to congratulate each and every one of you on a fantastic job. This is definitely a family project, and each one of your love to the readers is out in full force. I think the world is going to be very grateful to have your words at this point in time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Pam. Okay, so I thought maybe we'd start with some of our people that are far away. And so I think probably some of the farthest away are Judy Santori. Judy, would you like to share a little bit about your contribution to the world, the book, and what you hope readers will take away?
Thank you very much, Vicky. Yes, I'm in New Zealand, and I guess you could say I'm probably one of the far-flung authors of this contribution, this anthology. I guess my purpose on the planet is to activate people's more expanded human potential. I work with activating what we inherently have within us as human beings, which is our DNA. And I've just completed here in New Zealand an anchoring of 24 codes of light from source, from God, from the infinite all, to activate more of the DNA code to express. I feel that we are all, as human beings, beginning a new, incredible adventure, not just on a human level, but also on a more expanded soul level. It's as if we have come full circle, an alpha to omega cycle of our human and soul experience, and we're beginning a new cycle of who we are. We're merging with more of our authentic soul self, our true essence of who we are eternally from the beginning of our souls coming into a material form, physical form, from the time when we became an individuated spark of divine essence or energy coming into a physical state of beingness. And this was way before we actually came to the earth plane. It was probably when we were what's called children of light, children of or beings of pure energy, pure love, peace, all that is encapsulated into a form that was both physical and energetic. And through a very long period of time, hundreds of thousands of years, maybe millions of years, we have crystallized and come here now into this human physical essence and human physical form. But all of us, I'm sure all the people who are reading this book, are those who are called to step out and step into a more expanded purpose. And from my perspective, the purpose of my contribution to this book, which is about divine serendipity, divine synchronicity, I'm really following on with what one of the other authors, Gary, has written when he talks about divine synchronicity, because we are moving from the synchronicity of the human creation to the synchronicity and the serendipity of co-creating with a more expanded perspective, not only of ourselves as eternal soul beings, but with spirit, with those unseen beings of light and love who are always with us on our human and soul journey. So my chapter is all about love and how we create love within the body, within the energy fields, within consciousness. We are expanding beyond who we know ourselves to be as humans. I feel that within the next 10 years particularly, we and the Earth are going through this incredible opening, an ascension cycle, and an opening cycle where love, the vibration of love consciously created within mind and body, will open a doorway into a magnificent golden ring of new knowledge and new capability for us as human people. So it's a pleasure to have been one of the co-creators of this book, Vicky, with everybody. Thank you.
Wonderful. And Judy, could you give a link where people could connect with you further?
Yes. Over the last 3 years, I've been creating an online Ascension Library. It's ascensionlibrary.org. And this library is a compilation of much of the work that I have co-created with Spirit over the last 15 to 20 years. It's really a library of tools and teachings from Spirit, from the Ascended Masters, from all aspects of the spiritual hierarchy, from beyond the beyond, from within the earth and from the heavens, really. It's a co-creation, just like our book is a co-creation. And so this set of teachings is to get us ready for what is coming. What is coming is the energy of the codes of light that are being downloaded from source creation to activate our more expanded human potential. And so the Ascension Library is also a portal. It's a portal of transmission so that we can get the energy of the words, the more expanded words of God's new creation out to people in the planet everywhere. So the Ascension Library is a portal for the human ascension process.
Lovely. Judy, if you could give that link one more time.
www.ascensionlibrary.org. Ascensionlibrary.org. www.thehealthyhealth.org. And there's much material there that is free to explore. There's a massive explore section for people to just go in and feel what feels right and listen to the energy. This is very rapid energy codings. It's like a language of God's new creation that you just listen to, and the words, the sounds, just by listening, they will activate you into your highest truth and your most expanded potential. But it's all through the energy of love held within the heart.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Judy, thank you so much for being with us and for your contribution to the book and to the world. So we also have Linda Dyer, who is coming from Australia. Linda, welcome.
Why, thank you very much. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Oh, I know. It's so wonderful for us all to be together again. So tell us a little bit about your contribution to the world and to the book.
Well, I can just say that I've been coming to your Epi Awards a few times now, and this particular one was a special birthday for me, and it turned out to be a special event beyond what any of us, I think, thought it was going to be. And I want to thank you and everyone that was there for allowing that familyness, that love, that attention to happen at the event, because it's something I think we'll all remember. And it all emanated from a space of love, from you and from everyone feeling that they could be in that place.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
So my chapter is called The World Awaits Your Brilliance. I feel that that's my purpose on the planet, to allow people to feel and see and work with the brilliance. I often say that there's a million sperm out there, or a billion, and you became a reality. So already we defeated so many odds to get here on the planet. But what are we doing, you know, with us on the planet? So I love working with people because I went through it myself, and it's lovely when you've been through the processes and you get how we can let go of the neural networks that are no longer serving us, of the old stuff that we tended to hold on to, of the beliefs of others that were driving our behavior, and just start to love who we are. My special quote that I run by is Joel Bauer, who said, God's gift to you is more talent and ability than you can ever have in your lifetime. Your gift back to the universe is to have as much of that talent and ability as you can in your lifetime. And it drives my behavior every single day. What are we doing? So I have a vision of people walking around, including myself. Maybe my rocks are a little smaller now, but we have a backpack on our back and we have rocks in it, and some of them are little and some of them are big. And I feel my job on this planet to teach people how they can love themselves is, I love opening the zip of the backpack and I love watching the rock fall. I don't change anybody. I may instigate a lot of change, but I don't change a soul. You do. So that as soon as people start loving who they really are and being their love, it's a lighter feeling. And the reason why it's lighter is because we're dropping our rock. We're dropping our past. We're dropping our stuff that has been holding us back. So it's a joy in my life to help people do this. So loving yourself. A chap said to me one day, why do you run your fingers through your hair a lot? He said, do you think a lot? And I said, all the time. And he said, do you ever feel that when you come away from a place, you feel a little teary because you felt like that was your home? And I said, oh, absolutely. I do that a lot. And he said, that's because you're at home in your body. And I went, wow, fancy loving yourself enough finally to be at home in your body. So wherever you take your home, wherever you take your body, you're in fact at home. And that's why leaving the group, we haven't really left. We can connect right here today. However, it's an interesting statement that you feel so in love with who you are that the lightness of the way you move forward and the way you assist people becomes a no-brainer. There's no challenge to it. There's no resistance. It's just only having these diverse experiences that we can help each other be the best version of who we are right here, right now, and moving forward.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Linda, do you have a link where people can go to connect with you?
Sure. My website is mindpowerglobal.com www.vickiwinterton.au.
Wonderful. Linda, thank you so much for being with us and for all your contributions that put so many books out into the world. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Felicia is coming to us from Raleigh, yeah. North Carolina. Felicia.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Felicia, tell us a little bit about yourself and about your contribution to the book. And then for sure, give everyone a link where they can connect with you at the end.
Okay. Well, first of all, Vicki, I'd like to thank you and Expert Insight and my colleagues that are on the call for this opportunity and experience. It has been such a great event. My name is Felicia Montgomery. I'm the owner and CEO and founder of Felicia's Dream Financials, which is a business education and life experience company. Now at Felicia's, we focus on coaching and training families and kids, basic financial literacy, and life skill sets for the real world. Now, our mission is that we realize that there is a global problem that kids are struggling when it comes to financial independence. I mean, they don't know how to make enough money, or they don't know how to save it or invest it. So research shows that kids need training and being prepared to live on their own independent of their parents. So our mission is to provide specialized training that will allow them to make solid choices and decisions and in the areas of relationship, money, and career. So my thought for today and my inspirational thought from Beloved is we as parents, we must be proactive in thinking about our kids' future and taking action. So that means that parents need to be loved and make a conscious shift in their providing kids with specialized training in the area of financial literacy. This way, when the children leave home, we can be confident that they may not return except for a quick visit, and parents can have more money, joy, and peace for retirement. And I hope that my chapter in the book will impact the readers, that it will raise an awareness of how serious this problem is, because kids and teenagers, they also deserve to live the life of their dreams, free from the heavy burden of debt in our society. So once again, this is Felicia's Dream Financials, and I can be reached at FeliciasDreamFinancials.com.
Oh, wonderful, Felicia. Thank you so much. And it's so wonderful to hear your bubbly voice again.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
And from Mexico, also San Miguel, Mexico, though I'm on the Pacific Coast, they're more inland, but we have Laura Cannell and Dr. Jim Otis. And Laura, we'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about your huge body of work and contribution, and also about your contribution in the book.
Thank you, Vicki. I'm really delighted to be in this book, Be Love. It's such a beautiful topic, and it's been inspiring to get to hear my co-creators and co-authors in this book speaking and sharing. So what I do is divine feminine yoga, and this is a way of understanding yoga, the universality of the body, and how when we embody ourselves, we express more love in the world. So my business is divine feminine yoga, and I work to empower women to heal body, mind, and soul, so we can reach out to heal the planet. So what I wrote about in the book, you know, honestly, when I was invited to be in this book, I was very inspired by the title, Be Love, because that is my experience of yoga. When I am fully present in my body, what I feel is love. And what I find with my clients is that so many women today are exhausted. A lot of women are just tired and overworking. While we've been writing this book, we've been going through the challenge of a pandemic. A lot of women are lonely, and there's an epidemic of depression and mental illness in women, as well as men, but just an epidemic in our world, I would say, and that has only increased with the pandemic. And so we need tools to be gentle with ourselves. We need tools to fully breathe into each of ourselves, to practice self-care. And so I believe that self-love, self-care is really the first step to bringing love into the world. We can't share love with others if we're not feeling it in our own bodies. And so when I work with women in Divine Feminine Yoga, and what I wrote about in my chapter is the many levels of healing that we go through. There's the physical level when we're practicing yoga poses of healing our nervous system, healing our physical system, strengthening our body, opening our body. And no matter what you're dealing with in your body, if you're ill, you can still do yoga poses. You can still stretch and strengthen in that way. And then there's the soul level. So on a soul level, when we really tune into the body, there's a wisdom in the body that reveals itself to us when we really pay attention, when we get quiet, when we still the mind. And the yoga poses can help to still the mind. And so I love to get women out in nature, to do journaling with women, writing with women, and that brings us to the soul. And I believe that the message of the soul is always about love. And I like to bring women together also in circles. I've been doing virtual circles online since COVID started. But also I do training and leadership for women, and I help other yoga teachers and holistic healers to really be successful in their missions. I also do sacred business coaching. So all these things are ways that women can empower ourselves, empower our voices, and I believe that coming together as women, we create an alchemy of love for the divine feminine to spread and heal all of us so that we can reach out to heal the world. So this is the message of my chapter, that through embodiment, we embody love. It seeps into ourselves. We can share it with other women in circles. And from there, it expands and accelerates and grows to heal the world. I can be reached at www.divinefeminineyoga.com. That's divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, feminine, F-E-M-I-N-I-N-E, feminine, yoga.com.
Oh, Laura, thank you so much. So beautiful, as are all of your contributions and the great work you're doing throughout the world. So, Dr. Jim Otis, welcome.
Hi, Vicki.
Hi. So, tell us a little bit about you and about your chapter.
Okay, great. My life mission has been to help people with neurological, to enhance their brain, basically. So I have been a physician in specializing in functional neurology. That is helping people who have difficult to treat within the traditional current medical paradigm, difficult to treat conditions like concussions, some aspects of stroke rehab, memory decline, neurological developmental issues like autism. Now, all of these things, they're a functional breakdown in the brain, which we need a new paradigm to address, which functional neurology does, which is my passion. And so I've been very active in developing treatment methodologies and patenting those and then training physicians on how to use them. So I was especially inspired with this book because there's a really important concept that I'm going to get across, is that our ability to love, to both experience love and express love, is dependent upon full functioning of our brain. So love is it's multifactorial. And so there's a feeling aspect to it. There's a cognitive, I'm making a decision. There's an action aspect to it. And I'd actually like to read a few lines of a poem that I was inspired to write as a way of summarizing the concepts that I want to introduce in this chapter. The faces of love. Love shows her face in many ways, as a feeling, as a decision, an action. Deciding to speak kindly even though we're annoyed. Giving a hug. Setting a limit. Love shows her face in many ways. We feel love as we are able. We act with love as we are able. We manifest love as we are able, depending on the state of our brain. And the poem goes on, but the basic concept here is that there's so many facets to it. And each of those facets of love are facilitated by and take place in different parts of our brain. So our brain needs to be smoothly coherent and integrated in order for us to be the most effective loving agents of change on the planet that we can be. And oh my goodness, it's important right now. So the way that we do that is to physically and functionally change the brain. And so my mission in life has been to understand the underlying neurological mechanisms that facilitate change and healing in the brain. really current neuroscience in terms of new understandings of how synapses are formed, made and broken, the connections in the brain, synaptic timing dependent plasticity. And we've got this stuff patented. But it all boils down to there are simple, effective, at-home strategies that people can use, as simple as listening to headphones for 5 minutes twice a day to very precisely timed signals that then help build flexibility in the brain, integration in the brain, so that your brain can do two things. You can have a more nuanced and powerful experience and expression of love, number one, but then number two, so that it can change. That's one of the fundamental aspects of our brain. We are designed to change, and especially our brain. So we're learning and growing like all the time, and our brain is always changing, for better or worse, and we can direct that change. I venture to say almost, well, everybody on this call and all of our readers have a practice, some kind of spiritual personal growth practice that we know enhances our life. And it's something we might do it on a daily basis. It might be meditation or journaling or prayer, or it could be a lot of different things. Now, all of the effects, the results of those practices are accomplished by physical and functional changes in our brain, and we can accelerate those changes and make those practices more effective by helping our brain work better. And that's what brain time is all about. This is my reason, my calling for writing this chapter, and it's my calling for life, is to help contribute to our evolution as a species, to, you know, take our own self-directed evolution to grow ourselves, our awareness, our consciousness, our ability to love. The best way to reach me and find out more about this is www.braintime.com, braintime.com. Thank you so much. This has just been such a pleasure being with this group of co-creators and writing this book and at the event and just participating in this project. So thank you, Vicki.
Oh, thank you, Jim. How wonderful. How beautiful. How lovely. So we also have with us Rita calling in from British Columbia, Canada. Rita, first of all, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you're doing in your life and also in the book. And I have to say that Rita has credit for the cover of the book, which is absolutely magnificent because she is an unbelievable artist in addition to many other talents. So Rita, take it away.
Thank you, Vicki. It's such a pleasure to be here, and I'm so honored to be a part of Be Love with all of the co-authors. Thank you so much for making this book such a beautiful manifestation of expanding love in this world. It's so appreciated and really needed at this time. I am an artist and a writer. My life mission is to inspire through art and writing. At the age of 3 years old, I experienced an awakening. And from that moment on, I've always known that thoughts create. My inspirational thoughts about Be Love is that everyone's journey is unique, and our collective connection is the golden thread of all-encompassing divine love, our true nature, by sharing a part of our journey and what we've discovered so that the reader can see what's possible. Sharing my story opens more doors to limitless possibilities. Answers to questions unfold in unique ways to you. Trust in the knowingness that answers will come. And if you have a vision or a dream, truly trust by taking a leap of faith. You would not receive a vision if it was not possible, and I am living proof of that. We're already miracles, each one of us, and we were never meant to go it alone. This is the time we come love beacons for the greatest good of all. You can reach me on www.ritakoivunen.com, and my chapter is called Expressions of Love, which is my journey through the arts, and I'm just so honored to be here, and thank you so much, Vicki.
Thank you so much, Rita. And now we have Gary Stewart, who is coming from Rancho Mirage, California, in the USA, the only USA guy here. Gary,
yes.
Please tell us a little bit about your amazing life and your contribution to the book.
Before imprisonment or after imprisonment?
Well, I'll leave that up to you.
It is very trying times, especially in California, where governors think they're dictators rather than leaders. So here we go. Anyway, my name's Gary Stewart, and I'm the founder of the Constellation Healing Institute, and I've been facilitating constellations for well over 20 years. And my mission really is to resolve the past so we can be fully present and create a great future. And I think this book, Be Loved, Birthing the Future is in the title too, is a great way for people to get alternative points of view so they can expand. Everyone on this call is just amazing. And I must say, my chapter was gut serendipity. And just the fact that we're all on this call together and what we experienced in Manzanillo last February is serendipity in action. We had no idea all this was going to happen, but look, it would just created itself. So that's why I chose that title for my chapter. I'm inspired by the book because we definitely need more love. The entire world seems to be in a hysterical panic of fear right now, which is being broadcast electronically in America anyway, in every major news thing, 24/7 for 6 months now. Fear, death, fear, death, fear, death. So I really think that if we really want to be loved, we have to have hope and trust that things will change. If there's bigger forces at work that are bigger than the purveyors of fear that are crippling a lot of people right now. And I really think if we really see the bigger process, that there's going to be breakthroughs in truth and love, and that we'll be able to come from that place rather than a scared place, which we're being force-fed, unfortunately, right now. And so I hope this book has an impact that people can see there's much more to life than what they think there is. We're all expanding people's visions and thought processes in new and powerful ways. So I'm very excited to be part of the project here. And there's a bigger plan. I mean, serendipity, things, I love what John Lennon said, which I had to put the quote in my chapter. John Lennon, it was 40th anniversary of his assassination this year. Life is what happens while you're making other plans. And I think that's true. We didn't plan on this when we all arrived in Manzanillo, and look what's happened. Creation has happened. Positive, expansive, confident, lack of fear, and we're all co-creating that now for a new paradigm on Earth, which is sorely needed as the divine feminine gets ushered in by the self-destructing patriarchy. So I'm pleased to be a part of it, and I really hope we change people, and with bestseller status, we can all really get it out there. The way to contact me or see my blogs or other best-selling books that Vicki's helping me with, Ancestral Intelligence, and the forthcoming, I'm excited, she's helping me with Quantum Activation. And we got a cover quote from Deepak Chopra. So I'm very excited about that. So you can reach me and see all the stuff I do, videos, etc., on GaryStewartHealing.com. That's www.GaryStewartHealing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, one word. com. It's an honor and pleasure, and I can't wait to get together again.
Oh, Gary, thank you so very much. Just the person that you are is just a rare and wonderful treat to be a part of knowing you. And I feel that way about all of you. I feel like you're family. I don't know if I've told you before, but Terry and I have no family. Neither one of us have any family. And so we're one another's family. But then some people say, God, that seems so lonely. But what it does is it opens up the door for anyone who comes into your life to become family. And you all have become family to me. So I thank you so much for your contributions once again. And I'm so excited for the book. And everyone, get out and get the book, Be Loved. And just thank you all for being here. And I thank all of our listeners for being here. If you would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting community, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's MYBOOK, MYBIZ.com. And everyone have a fabulous week.